Susan Schmidt is running for state representative. We'll be talking with many candidates who are running for different offices just to get their take and ask them some questions about their campaign. Susan's on the other end of our line. Susan, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Now, we had Susan scheduled for yesterday, and we bumped her, and we apologize. I understand that you had some not-so-kind words for me in jest, and I will be paying you back for that, Susan.
Now, what was that? Well, I'll tell you, it is a beautiful morning. I looked outside, and it's one of those beautiful Michigan days we all love.
All right. Now, you have been involved with Mark Meadows. You were his chief of staff. Why in the world you want to get in this state representative game? All those headaches, all those problems and stresses and strains.
Well, Tony, I do know firsthand. I spent 5 years working in the office there for Representative Meadows, and it was a difficult decision because I knew what the job entails, but with the experience I've had, I feel lack of experience is probably one of our problems at the Capitol. So I thought I had that to offer, and I trust my decision-making, and I've been an educator my entire life, and I think education is one of the most important things that the state government really needs to be watching over and making sure it's high quality for all our students.
Your campaign is gearing up. I noticed that you have gotten some pretty nice endorsements. As a matter of fact, I got a press release from Mr. Opsimer, and so you're starting to get the word out and get some people to jump on board your bandwagon.
Yes, it's very exciting. The chairman of the MSU Board of Trustees, Joel Ferguson, endorsed my candidacy yesterday, and what an honor that is for me. He's been someone that's been dedicated to higher education and for the institution that really is the lifeblood of this region, and I'm very honored that he would support my candidacy.
All right, you recently were at the Sierra Club's lobby day, and you had a chance to talk to legislators about environmental issues. What are those issues from your perspective?
Well, actually, that's this morning, so that will happen today. I'll head downtown here after I speak with you. I think the two issues we're looking at to speak to legislators today are hydrofracking and transportation issues around Detroit. And I don't know if you followed hydrofracking, but it's a way to take natural gas out of the earth. And it can be quite harmful to other water systems and water supplies. And we want to talk to legislators and make sure they understand, you know, when we allow this type of thing to happen in Michigan, the risk to the waters of the state, which are a very important part of, you know, the environmental life of the state.
Do you support hydrofracking in Michigan?
Currently, when we don't exactly tell what chemicals we're shooting into the ground to try to move some of that natural gas out, I would say until we have a handle on how we're doing it, I would like to see us stop the process, because we can't risk a person's water supply, and it's hard to turn back the clock once you've done that. So I think there needs to be some regulations on that.
Now, Susan, we've talked to some companies who are involved with hydrofracking, and they say that their processes are safe and federally approved. It's the tree huggers, if you will, and I say that with great affection, that are overemphasizing the dangers. How would you respond to that?
Yeah. Well, I think that we have examples all over the country where this is taking place, where there have been some problems. And I think, I'm sure that they have a lot of situations that are working, but I don't think we can run the risk. When we're talking about water supplies and the earth and how we take care of Michigan, I don't think we want to run certain risks.
Should Michigan be a right-to-work state?
No, I don't believe so. I think if you look at right-to-work states, you look at states that generally have lower wages and lower benefits for their workers. And, you know, a right-to-work state basically means if someone comes into a shop that's a union shop, that they, without paying union dues, benefit from the contract that's been negotiated. And over time, if each person basically looks at the group and says, well, I still get the benefits of the contract, I don't have to pay my dues, people stop paying. It implodes the union, then you no longer have a voice at the table. And I think that is a very bad sign for workers. I mean, there was a reason that unions formed many, many years ago. My dad was in a union, since the 40s. workers really need to have some input as to what their conditions are and fair wages. And I think that makes the quality of life better for them and actually for all of society.
Should Lansing have a casino?
You know, I have to tell you, the jury is still out for me. I had a long discussion with Mayor Virg Monero about this. I've spoken with some other people. I don't know if I've arrived at where I am on that issue.
Assess Governor Rick Snyder in the job that he's done so far.
You know, I think Governor Snyder has come in. He's a very bright man. I'm a little troubled by the way he has chosen to set his priorities. At his State of the State address, he talked about prenatal all the way to community college and how that was an important priority for him. Yet, we saw major cuts to big business and their taxes and then cuts to school funding. So I've been really disappointed in what's happening with the tax burden leaving the business community and being shared to being mostly burdened on the individual. And so I haven't been really excited about his governorship.
Well, from his perspective, and we've had him on the program several times, the first thing he needed to do was get the budget balanced and get a handle on the monies that we take in and how we spend it. And because of that, that's why the funding was cut to so many programs. From his perspective, the Democrats want to keep funding all these different programs, and we don't have the money for it at this time. How would you respond to that?
Well, the bottom line for me is when you create a huge hole because you've just given an 80% to 85% cut for big business in their taxes, and then you have to somehow make up that lack of in that revenue, and you go to schools and you go to seniors, I see that as a problem. I think that's a major tax shift that doesn't bode well for the individual that lives in Michigan, especially for our children.
He's been in office for just a short time. Do you think he deserves more time to see his programs through?
Well, he's going to have another, 2 years and something, and I guess it'll be the voters' decision, what they see at the end of that time. I think at this point, when you see any increase or decrease in the unemployment rate, that there's no credit yet to those programs. I think that that's a little overreaching to say we just did this, and now if there's a slight decrease in the unemployment rate, we're doing a better job. I think I'm not sure those are related at this time yet, but I guess we'll wait and see.
All right, a final question for Susan Schmidt, who's running for state representative. Let's say you're elected. What's going to be at the top of your agenda for that first year in office?
You know, the top agenda I will have is to look at education in the state, everything from how we fund it to reanalyze Proposal A funding, and that's the way we fund our schools, how we assess students, how we decide if schools are accountable and transparent and successful. I have some real questions about the process we're using to actually analyze schools.
Susan, thanks so much for your time this morning. Have a great day, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Tony, and have a wonderful day.